With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. President Trump recently proposed to eliminate all federal funding for the Chesapeake Bay Cleanup Program, reducing appropriations from $73 million a year down to zero. His budget, which must still be approved by Congress, is part of a bigger plan to slash the funding and power of the Environmental Protection Agency. The Trump administration argues that EPA must be dismantled because its regulations are killing jobs. But there is no factual basis for this claim. U.S. Department of Labor statistics show that less than 0.2% of all layoffs are caused by regulations. In truth, these cuts are all about political ideology. In Trump's budget, titled America First, a budget blueprint to make America great again, he makes the case for stripping all funding from the Chesapeake Bay and Great Lakes cleanups, because these are initiatives that he thinks should be handled at the state level. But this states' rights argument makes no sense, because the biggest problem in both the Chesapeake and Great Lakes is interstate water pollution, which no individual state can stop on its own. 9 U.S. senators and 17 representatives from the Chesapeake region recently signed letters urging Trump not to cut funding for the Bay cleanup because it is finally working. After years of no progress under a state-led partnership, the overall health of the Chesapeake started improving in 2010 when EPA finally asserted a stronger leadership role. 21 of these 26 lawmakers who spoke up for the Bay were Democrats. 5 were in Trump's party. One was U.S. Representative Andy Harris of Maryland, a Republican who serves the 1st District, including parts of Baltimore County and the Eastern Shore. Harris issued a statement to the press that attempted to agree both with Trump and with protecting the Bay. He said, quote, "As a member of the Appropriations Committee, I look forward to working with the administration to prioritize programs within the Environmental Protection Agency that would preserve Bay cleanup efforts within the constraints of the discretionary budget cuts necessary to increase defense spending," unquote. That last part of his statement touches on the core craziness at the heart of Trump's proposed cuts to EPA. Not even Trump, who claims all kinds of outlandish things, claims that killing funding for the Chesapeake cleanup will save taxpayers money. Trump's budget document argues that EPA and other federal agencies should be cut to help allow for a $54 billion increase in spending for the U.S. military, which already receives more money than the armed forces of the world's next 7 largest nations combined. A study by the U.S. Defense Business Board found that the Pentagon could save $25 billion a year simply by reducing waste. That's enough to fund the entire Chesapeake Bay program annual budget 342 times over. A single new U.S. Navy Zumwalt-class destroyer of the kind that visited Baltimore Harbor last fall costs $8 billion. Think about it. That's more than enough money to totally rebuild Baltimore's antiquated and leaky sewer system, plus replace all 191 of the city's public schools with state-of-the-art learning campuses, all for one boat, which probably wouldn't be much use against terrorists in the alleyways of Syria anyway. This trumps all logic. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.